Ready? Right, got the signal. This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack podcast, the real late sort of season, Kingy, the Christmas edition. Can we call it the Christmas edition?
Well,
have you ever done a Christmas
edition?
Does that
mean we could bring out the blooper tape?
Do you think Santa will come?
I don't know. Not to your place, because you've been a very naughty boy.
Yes, I know. I've been spanked reasonably hard too, Kingy, which is always nice close to Christmas.
Do you know what? My blood pressure for the last...
has gone down.
8 to 9 weeks has been really good. Yes. It just spiked this morning when I realised I had to do this.
No, well, I was thinking what we're going to talk about, Kingy.
Can we talk about Precious Charm?
Yeah, she won the Werribee Cup. Yeah, well, dead heated in the Werribee Cup yesterday, so that was a nice...
Go and watch the footage of that.
Yeah, well, watch the footage and you thought she'd lost. Somehow she won.
How the hell does the TV vision and what? Backstory here. Precious Charm, trained by Simon Wilde. Benny works for Simon Wilde. I was doing the mounting yard hosting at the Werribee Cup yesterday.
You love the mounting yard, don't you?
To the big
screen.
Is that
your favourite spot?
To the big screen. And anyway, do you know what I got to say when I was doing the presentations?
What?
I got in developed print.
Yes, it was too. It was what they call the old angle was deceiving. It was, anyway, I thought she'd lost. So this is how bad I was going. So I'm representing this stable and there's two owners there. In the horses, not many owners in there actually. She has a very small ownership group, but two of them were there. And after the race, I was down saying how good a run it was that she'd finished second.
And then I'm calling you over to say, hey, Ben.
Well, no, I didn't realise until Harry Coffey came back.
Oh, right.
Into the mounting yard. And he said, there's no result yet.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what?
That's clear cut. That's why I came over to you to say, hang on, you've dead heated.
Yeah, well, and then we went and looked at the photo. And then looking at the photo, I thought, hang on, if any horse has lost, it's the other horse.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, look, it was a good result, and the team, I had their Christmas party last night, and I saw some footage of them refreshing out of the cup, so they'll be hung over as hell this morning. I didn't partake in the Christmas party.
But you did the K-Rock one.
We had a good afternoon. I did the K-Rock one. Well, you left it. I had 6 hours after you left.
I left about 8:30.
I think it was 20 past 8. You just exited, left. And I was still trundling along about 2:30.
After starting at 12:30.
I was doing karaoke next door to the piano bar at 2:15.
How the hell were you still going?
I was solid, Kingy. I was rock solid that day. My defences were... I was batting all day. I was like a test cricketer.
You were Colin Cowdery.
Yeah, I had the bat and pad in front of the stumps and I was just blocking them all out. And no, it was a good day, actually. We got fizzed and...
we got fizzed.
Yeah, so we...
We did.
We did. I've been doing a lot of fizzing lately.
Have you?
I got, to use my father's expression, Brahms and Liszt at the...
talking about your dad too.
Yeah, he died, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All good things come to an end, didn't he?
94?
95, you mate.
95?
So we buried him... well, he got cremated, actually. So, yeah, so 3 weeks ago? Yeah, 3 weeks ago. So, look, it was a great innings. It wasn't a great couple of weeks. And I tell you what, my mum, she's given me a lot of advice over the time. Mm. And do you know the most sage advice she's given me?
What's that?
Don't get old. It's got nothing going for it. Absolutely nothing.
But it's better than the alternative.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather just somebody came in with a nail gun in the middle of the night one night and just pop one straight in me cranium if things are going a bit pear-shaped. You come into the world with a nappy and you go out with one. I don't know if I want to get to that stage. Anyway, we did that, but the K-Rock breakup was the next day and we, suitably refreshed.
You
at
pay,
that.
Pay tribute.
And then I went to, on Friday, I went to Good Things.
Was that the one at Flemington?
Yes.
What's Tool?
Tool.
There was a lot of people at that.
40,000?
Yeah.
43,000, I think. It was extraordinary. Perfect day.
Yep.
And we were suitably refreshed, Kingy, in all departments, including the fact we got lost on the way out.
Yeah. Where'd you end up?
Well, we ended up on the wrong side of the course, and we had to walk back right through the whole entire festival back to the train station.
They would have been starting track work.
Well, we got the last train. The thing finished about 10:15 or 10 o'clock. We got the last train at 10:55, then to Spence Street, then Southern Cross, and then had to come home.
Yep.
Standing up on the way home too, mind you.
Tight.
So it was full as a doctor's wallet. So anyway, I've had a big... And then I got absolutely fizzed on Saturday too. So I'm looking forward to a quiet weekend this weekend, Kingy. Very quiet.
So Saturday, done and dusted. We move into the Cats now.
Yes.
Yes. So they're back at training. Not everybody's back. Mark O'Connor is still playing Gaelic.
Is he?
Playing for Dingle. So he played in the county championship.
Was that when they, I saw some vision of they won that?
Yeah, and then he's won something else as well.
Right.
Yeah,
so he's kept fit.
Big in Dingle.
It's amazing, isn't it? The under 14 girls at St Mary's have started, but some of the AFL players haven't.
Yeah, but the AFL boys were still going in September. The St Mary's under 14 girls were done mid-August.
Yes, they were too.
Just to give them some
context. And what's the have you been down there?
I've seen a couple of sessions, but
any injuries?
Well, you've got
Conway, Loch Ness.
Yeah, Loch Ness had surgery.
We talk about him. He's just on remote, isn't he? He's on replay. We're just talking about him every.
Stewart coming back from.
So, do you have any update on Conway? Is he doing anything that resembles football boots on?
Haven't seen him.
Right.
So Andrew Mackie's on extended leave. He's not back till next year. So getting updates.
Extended leave.
Yep.
Right, so we're not getting anything out of... And Stewart had surgery on...
He had the wrist. Yep.
So was
Cameron, the broken arm. But Cameron, I think that's healed and he's
yeah,
going.
I don't think that would be... No, I'm no Dr. Google, but I would have thought that wouldn't be major.
No.
That'd be a six-week thing and he'd be fine.
Yeah, which I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all back.
Basically, yeah.
Warple's involved.
Warple's involved. Warple looks good.
And finally, Kingy, we can mention Tanner Bruin's name.
Yeah.
He'll be like a recruit for the Cats.
Yeah. So you got Bruin and Warple all of a sudden inject your midfield depth all of a sudden becomes.
Yeah. Does. Well, there's two extras there. They're similar type players. It's my only concern.
And they're not quick.
No, they're not quick. They're not slow, but they're not quick. No. Yeah, I get what you mean. They're sort of an in-between. Warple's not slow.
No, they're not Holmes.
No,
or Smith.
Not many are. Not many are, which is, I mean, I just wonder whether, so you're going to have Warple, Tanner Bruin.
Atkins. Yep.
And then, you know, who's going to, and then you'll have Smith and Holmes, obviously, as the outside type players. Who's going to be the sort of sixth and seventh midfielder?
Well, I think Myers will spend some more time in the midfield. He started to migrate there late.
He did. I don't know about that, to be honest with you. I think... Him running up and down the ground sort of as an outside player is where he's best served. He's just not big enough in the midfield. I mean, I think he's so creative that if you put him in the midfield, that it will stifle his creativeness to a degree because he'd be under a lot more pressure. You want him having the ball with a little bit of space because he's elite with skill and he's a pretty elite decision maker. Now, some will say that's probably suited to the midfield. But I just wonder if you're under a lot more pressure playing in the midfield. You know, you have to think a bit differently and play a bit differently. And it just might curtail his effectiveness on the game. And, I mean, look, it may not, but that would be my initial thought. I think he's just absolutely cemented himself as one of the best outside, up-and-down-the-ground link players in the comp. To suddenly change that, I would have thought would be sort of tearing it, you know, scratching your cranium sort of stuff.
Mitch Nevitt looks good.
He does, but he's again, can you have four blokes who are a bit the same?
Yeah, you play on a wing.
Is he quick enough for the wing? I mean, you got Dempsey on one wing.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Does Manor spend more time in the midfield?
Yeah, Manor's the one I think would be a much better bet than Myers.
And does Jai Clark, with that little bit of confidence boost out of playing some games late in the year?
Well, we can only hope, Kingy. We can only hope because he played in defence in a grand final, having played there for about 13 seconds in his entire life. It was quite bizarre. It was one of the most bizarre. Do you reckon some of the Cats hierarchy just lie in bed thinking, we had an absolute howler in grand final.
Yep. Right?
An absolute stinker.
Yep.
It was a disaster from the get-go, from selection, we've spoken about it, to coaching, to playing. I don't know how you could get it so right for such a long period of time and then in the biggest game get it so wrong.
We have spoken about it.
It was just horrendous.
Yeah.
It was absolutely horrendous. Well, you hear other bits and pieces since, and some of the things you hear just of what happened and what went down was
head scratching.
Well, it was more than head scratching, Kingy. It was sort of, you know, finger up your bum sort of stuff. It was that bad, really, wasn't it? Have you ever done that?
No. Who's playing in the ruck next year, Ben?
Well, I was going to say that when we were talking about the midfield, you sort of feel that they couldn't land Marshall. And through no fault of the club, I think they offered it.
Well, he wanted to come. He said he was
coming. I know. Usually in those situations too, I was thinking about it. Usually when somebody, I mean, he had right to be aggrieved.
Yep.
And usually when that happens, the club thinks, yeah, okay, we'll move him on. Now, I would have thought that if Carlton had said no to Curnow, he just wanted to get out.
Yeah.
So they had every right to go, well, no, we've signed you up as our superstar for the next 4 years. We're not just going to let you go because you're not that happy. Like, footy, suck it up.
Yep.
There was one other player who, well, obviously, Merritt.
Yep.
Essendon said, no, we're not moving you on.
No.
Marshall had every right to say, look, you're paying a bloke basically double what I'm getting to play the same position I'm going to play. I've never really been a permanent forward. I could pinch hit there, but that's when I'm in the ruck and I go forward, yeah. A bit of a mismatch. I'm not going to start the game there. You got Max King coming back to play up forward. And St Kilda just dug in, and I reckon he'd be frustrated. It'd be really interesting to see what happens there with Rowan Marshall. But it's a big blow for the Cats.
Is he out of contract next year? Is that
no,
right?
It's 2 years.
Is it two more? Yeah. Right.
So if he goes pear-shaped this year...
Then it might be next year.
That the Cats get him, but it might be...
He's a year older.
Too late, yeah. Well, he'd still be 29.
He'd be 31.
I still think that's in a wheelhouse of good footy as a ruckman.
Yeah.
30 to 33, as long as you stay fit, which he has been durable across the last 3 or 4 years, he's been quite durable. So I don't think age would be a huge concern, but I sort of thought they were going to land Marshall along the whole trade period, and you thought that Curnow was going to be an outside chance. And do you know what? I'm sort of, I don't know if happy is the right word, but I wasn't too displeased that they didn't get Curnow. I thought that would have really stunted the development of Neil.
Yep.
And they've gone all in. I get it. They offered three first round draft picks.
It's not like Curnow's young.
No, he's 29.
Yeah. Marshall's turned 30, by the way, Benny, last week.
Right.
By the time he gets to Geelong, he'd be 31.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm not against that as a ruckman. I mean, that's where you probably don't want the... You're starting to look at a key forward or a midfielder at 31 and thinking, how much longer we got? I think ruckmen are a bit of a different kettle of fish, provided he doesn't get injured this year. Not to land him was huge.
But not getting Curnow...
I'm happy he's the right
word. I don't know whether Geelong...
Three first round picks.
Yeah,
they probably thought it was a shot at the stumps.
Yeah, I think it was an ambit claim.
It was a decent shot. Well, yeah. What else were they going to offer?
No, nothing. And Carlton went, no, that wasn't going to work. Because the thing is, as much as it's three first round picks, it's all tied to where Geelong finishes.
Yeah, it'll be by the time they get that third year third round pick, it'll be like pick 72.
Because
be first round
with Tassie coming in,
that's why Carlton said no.
Yeah,
had it been three genuine first round picks,
oh, if it was Geelong are mid table and we're getting three inside the top 10 for the next 3 years. Yeah, okay.
100%. But anyway, they didn't get him, and let's hope that that is the catalyst for Neil to go to another level next year.
So Grant Myers did media last week. When you're listening to this, that media will have come to light. So Geelong have got the old-fashioned, oh, we're going to put a couple of players up, but one of them's under embargo, so we don't have to do media.
Embargo, yeah.
So we're recording this at 12:30 on Monday. It's come out at 2 o'clock. I'm probably disappointed I didn't ask the question. There was only two media there for Grine last week. It was him and James Warple. And I look back and go, I wish I'd have asked this. Grine's name was the one that was floated as being potentially off to Carlton. And I wish I'd have said, were you aware of it? My understanding was that Geelong did not put his name up.
Right.
That he was just, that was a name just picked out of midair by people.
Right.
Yeah. But my understanding is that Geelong, no.
Well, my heard that they did put him up, but Carlton weren't offering him anything over and above what he was getting at Geelong.
Yeah.
It was the same deal.
Yep.
That's what they wanted to take him for, which he wasn't happy with.
I think there was some interest. Yeah. There was some interest, but I don't think it ever got to the point of that, well, okay, Grine's. Yeah. That Grine was spoken to about it.
Yeah.
Or that Geelong discussed him with Carlton.
So just looking at it for next year then, Kingy, the only two new players we really will have that I can think of will be Warple and Bruin.
Yep.
I mean, Bruin's not new, but he'd be new next year.
Yeah.
So that's the only changes to the team.
Yep.
The rest of them are all, you're hoping a fringe player might jump up.
Like a Nevitt. Yep.
You can Jai Clark become a good midfielder.
They're very bullish about Polkinghorne.
Right.
About what he can provide.
Is that the club or is that you? Yeah.
No.
You've had movement in your Murray rants about him, haven't you?
Yes, I have. But the club is too. The other one, the other watch next year, and he's out of contract, I think, is Ollie Henry.
Yeah, well, he's going to struggle if they keep playing Jack Martin and Dangerfield up forward, which they're going to be. Dangerfield is. Did Dangerfield have four kicks in the grand final? Can you believe that? Can you remember what? If you had gone down to your local bookie and said, off the back of what he did the previous week, I'm going to bet on Patrick Dangerfield having less than five kicks in the grand final, you'd be able to retire, Kingy.
Yep.
God, he was
I don't think any bookie would have taken that bet, would they?
Well, you could have offered. You could have asked. Yeah. You would have got. You would have to have thought you got 50-1.
Mm.
Oh God, he. Not often we say this, Kingy. He was in witness protection.
Yep.
Like a lot of his teammates, but how could you only get five kicks?
No.
Is that? I don't even know if you could try to do that. You could do that, but anyway. Yeah, well, if Dangerfield's playing forward, which is where he's going to, he's not going to suddenly become a full-time midfielder. No. Can he push Jack Martin out?
Well, that's
they love Jack Martin.
Well, that's who took his spot in the end.
They love him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to get bigger, Ollie Henry. Size, yeah. He's trying to add some size, is my understanding. Let's put it this way, Kingy. I would be disturbed. I'd be shocked and disturbed.
Shocked and disturbed.
If next year... Geelong plays Jack Martin and he's just okay, and then they lose Ollie Henry at 23 or 24 because you've played Jack Martin, who hasn't really set the world on fire. You just happen to like him and you got him to the club, so you got to justify getting the club by playing him. You'd be thinking that. I mean, he's not a long term player for you, Martin.
No, like he could be gone in 12 months.
Well, he will be, won't he?
Yeah. If he's had a good year, he won't be.
No, but I just hate to think that you've got a first-round draft pick in you, he's had one bad season, you keep playing a bloke who's not a long-term player, who's only just holding his spot, he's not setting the world alight. Now, look, if he comes in and kicks 40 goals, 40, 50 goals, Jack Martin, well,
yeah.
Okay. But if he's coming in and just plodding along, and then you lose a player who's a future, 50-goal, I think he's a 50-goal half-forward,
yep.
Ollie Henry. He's had to come off a stinker. So it'll be up to Ollie Henry, I suppose. He's going to have to find a way to edge some of these guys out. Does he get a crack? We've seen this story before. Jed Bewes on the outer.
Yep.
Just stays on the outer.
Yep.
Regardless, even if he plays well, he's on the outer.
Yep.
Why wasn't he playing the grand final? Can we explain that?
No, can't. Yep.
Neither can I.
Why did Jed Bewes not come in for Tom Stewart?
Why did
Mark Blitzarve not play in the ruck?
Why was Reece Stanley playing when you just demolished two teams with Mark Blitzarves in the ruck and they're bringing in Oscar McInerney to play up forward? What the hell? Why were you doing that? McInerney, Morris, and that other bunny they had up the front, that young fella. What was his name? Gwyneth Paltrow. What's his name?
Ty Gallop.
That's it. I knew it was
some other bunny.
They did three parts of stuff all.
In the qualifying final.
In the granny, they didn't do much either.
Yep.
They weren't winning the game for them.
No.
So you're reacting like it was just, oh, God.
Benny, we've gone over this 2 months ago. You've got to move on.
I'm raking it up. Yeah, it's like the leaves out the front. Just, I don't understand, as a professional outfit, how you could get that so wrong. And I'd love to know. Look, I'm led to believe there was, did I say there's some apologies? After the game.
Was there?
Post-game.
Right.
From some people to the players.
Wow. Did that involve the senior coach?
Yes, I think so.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
What, for the way things were handled?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll just watch this space. Nothing will happen. He'll just fluff over it and we'll be all, he'll give us a spin. He's coaching Victoria.
He is.
And Sam Mitchell's the assistant.
I think we're calling that game.
Are we? Oh, good. Yeah. I've just better trump it up then, King. I was just about to say... No, I love it. I can't wait. I love it. State of Origin in February when everybody is rock hard fit. They've all had three or four runs under their belt. The handicapper hasn't got them. They've all drawn good barriers. It's going to be magnificent.
We're off to the Gold Coast for opening round.
Where's the State of Origin game being played?
Perth.
Are we going to that?
No.
Oh, is it off
from the hub?
Off the idiot box.
Yeah, we'll do it from the hub.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I love her. Have you ever done something off the hub?
EJ Witten medal is back. I played golf with Ted Witten Jr. a couple of weeks ago.
How was?
He hits them well.
Ted, does he?
He does hit
What's
them well.
What's his handicap?
He plays off about 12.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he hits a nice, it's a nice little baby draw.
It's a baby draw.
Oh, it doesn't really duck hook.
It just draws it back into the breeze.
Yeah.
A stinger.
Craig Parry.
I think Tiger Woods won a British Open hitting those stingers with his three wood.
Low stingers.
Yeah, just a little draw back into the back into the atmosphere.
I'll tell you who I am having a hit with next week.
Oh, here we go. You're going to drop something, aren't you? Who are you having a hit with?
Stephen Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Johnson.
Yep.
And Scotty Gallen.
Right. Well, that'll be interesting.
It's a good four.
Ask Wellesley about his drafting of Francis Evans.
Well, that was all Domsey related, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't Domsey push his...
No, I wouldn't bring that up.
No, Domsey was pushing his barrow, I think.
What about... I had to text message Tom Lonigan.
He's now back at the Cats.
He is.
In recruiting.
Yes. And I didn't... So anyway, I was bored, Kingy, and I was watching YouTube. Yep. That was YouTube, not...
Yeah, yes. That, move on.
Not
yes.
The other variety of...
Yes, I know. I know what you're talking
Have
about.
Have you ever watched that
no,
other one?
No, Ben, move on.
Anyway, and...
This is where my blood...
Do you know when people...
If I went to the doctor this afternoon, I'd be straight onto the blood thinners.
Do you know... I've got another story about that, but do you know when you when someone says, this popped into my feed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. So I was on YouTube and I just got onto the Cats. I thought, is there any vision of training? I just, I was clearly a strip.
Bored.
Yeah, I was, 100%. And there was a little story on the draft.
Yep.
Some people have probably seen it go for about 10 minutes, which is done by the Cats. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Anyway, so they interviewed various people, including our own, K-Rock's own,
Tom Lonigan.
I have never seen someone's hair do as much.
Really?
Oh, there was like, I said, what is going on with Yogi Bear? And he said he's come to the club and he's following in the footsteps of Steve Hocking, who now sort of suddenly used to be shorts and thongs, who now looks like Don Johnson. And Domsey said he has no choice but to jump on board looking stylish.
Miami Vice.
Yeah. I said, well, you'll get a gig with a salon will be sponsoring you with that possum on your head, because there was just Yogi Bear. It was doing plenty. Anyway, he quite liked it. He thought it was quite humorous.
So we still don't know who Geelong will play in the community series. And we don't know.
When's that come out?
It would be before Christmas. Might be next week. And also,
it's usually down here, isn't it?
It is usually down here. My understanding is Cadinia Park won't be back up and running until mid-February because they're redoing the surface. Right. So once the cricket's done, so right now they're training at Deakin.
Oh, yeah.
Once the cricket's done, the surface is being done, and then they'll be back. So they don't play until March 14 at Geelong against Freo. How bizarre, they get Freo at home again round one. Isn't the fixture supposed to be, you shouldn't run in a line, but some of the stuff in Geelong's field, like play Richmond again in round 24.
Mm. Well, that's good. They'll win that.
Mm. They might need to. The fixture's not easy.
Possibly, no. Who do we got twice?
Oh, let me go to those double up. I knew you'd ask, Benny, and I haven't prepared.
You're not prepared?
No.
I was going to say, you need to talk about going to the doctor before.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor and had a full works burger. And the umpire, the doctor gave me...
The umpire.
The umpire. He's going to say, the umpire gave me all clear. The doctor, I was waiting for him to say, you got to take these. Yeah. That happened in The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doctor.
And he goes, thank you, doctor. And then Homer goes, oh, no, I'm not a doctor.
who are the Cats double-ups? Let's just have a quick look here. Well, we know they... I reckon there's a chance Geelong might end... So Ballarat, as a compensation for not getting any Dogs games next year because of the rebuild at Mars, are getting three community series games. I wouldn't be shocked if the Cats end up
playing in Ballarat.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a good little trip, wouldn't it?
Good for Davey Collins.
76 pubs in Ballarat too. So we could refresh on the K-Rock card.
We could do that.
What about we spend two or three nights up there? Just so to get the feel. We've got to get the vibe of the joint.
A bit like when Ted Whitten, when he was running K-Rock footy back in the mid-90s.
He used to fly over to Perth about 3 weeks early, didn't he?
When they went over, it was when the Dockers came in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't long before Teddy passed. Ted passed, obviously, in August. And he said, we're playing Freo. We need to go and watch them train.
No. And I think Dougie Hawkins might have gone a few on those trips, didn't he?
He was still playing in that
one.
Oh,
was he?
Yeah, he was still. He was. That was his year at Fitzroy, I think. In 95.
You love playing away, Dougie.
Adelaide twice.
Yeah, well, that's not easy.
No. They've got the Suns twice.
Yeah, well, that's no good.
Brisbane Lions twice.
That's no good.
Dockers twice.
That's no good.
Only the Giants once. Collingwood twice.
Yeah, well, at least that's here.
No, they're both at the MCG.
No, but I mean in Victoria. Yeah. Those are the four MCG, interstate games.
Geelong have got seven interstate games.
Yeah, that's not ideal with the other ones. They play GWS away.
They do, but not here. So Dave Matthews hasn't got his trip home to see the folks.
Yeah.
He'll be
disappointed with that.
Yeah.
The steam dimmies at Cadinia Caff will be. He misses those.
So, yeah, they're the double up. I think Kangaroos are a double up as well.
Yeah, well, we can take that one. Geez, they've got a difficult draw. Those seven interstate games are going to be.
No, you want to go 4-3.
Yeah, geez,
if you
against.
Can.
I mean, that'd be tough. That'd be really tough. Yep. Anyway, we'll see what transpires. But if you're good enough, you'll get there. But the draw can. I mean, you have to think of Brisbane. What did Brisbane start this year? 1-4.
What was that last year? Was that this year? They won you where they were. Or was it this
year? I think
year
they started off pretty orderly, didn't they?
Yeah. Long time ago.
It is. We need to talk about the, you'll know more than me, Kingy, but the three.
Draftees?
Yeah.
Well, four.
Who's the other one?
In effect. Well, Jesse Mallor is a cat B rookie.
Yeah, I watched the highlights and you don't get a great perspective on the highlights. Looks like he's a good mark.
Yes. Yep.
Like a rangy sort of mark and they stick.
Yep.
This is, and as I said, this is like a 90-second highlight package.
Harley Barker is an interesting one draft somebody that's mid-ACL recovery.
Yeah.
But he was probably going top 15 without the knee.
He looks like he will develop into a beast.
Well, the thing is, he's going to have that time to do the upper body stuff.
He's got that body frame already where you can just see him and think, geez, he's going to be a big boy, and he's pretty quick from all reports.
I wouldn't be surprised if Geelong go, mate, work your ass off.
When did he do the knee?
I did it in July-ish.
So if all going well, he could maybe play a couple of games in the VFL late in the year.
Yeah, but if we don't see him next year, and he said at his media conference a couple of weeks ago, he said he's fully prepared that he won't play anymore.
He's a country kid, isn't he?
Sturt's his home.
Well, it looked like where they went to visit him. He looked like he wasn't in the build-up area.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know it's Sturt's Sandford club. I don't know where.
He looked on the highlights I saw, he looked like he was going to be a very good size. And I don't mean height. He's height-wise, but just the way he's built, he's going to develop into a big boy.
His local club's Mount Barker. That's not Bush.
No, but it's out a bit. Yeah. There's a few trees about there, Kingy, in Mount Barker.
So Harley Barker from Mount Barker.
Yes.
Oh. Then you got Hunter Holmes.
Yeah.
Brother of.
Yes.
And then no relation.
No relation.
He is related.
To Larry.
And Nick Driscoll was the rookie.
I mean, I didn't see Nick Driscoll. I did, Kingy, and you know, you have to be careful, but I did watch the packages of all these players, these three players.
Yep.
So the thing that stood out to me was Barker's size.
Yep.
Mellor was his hands, his marking. He took some of the highlights package, a couple of really nice marks, contested type marks. Hunter Holmes looks like a bit of a running machine.
Yep.
I'd need to see it more because, like I said, you don't want to go off just this, but the thing that did sort of catch my eye was the kicking technique of Hunter Holmes and Mallor. So just watch this space.
Okay. Good or?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
But the kicking technique of Grind Myers was no good.
No, true. They just, look, it might be a nothing, but it just looked, it didn't look smooth.
Okay.
And I mean, Max Holmes is a gun. His biggest negative is that he's not a great kick.
How does Hunter Holmes kick the footy?
Well, he just looks a bit sort of stilted and a little bit disjointed. Now, it may have been just the situations he was in, and Mallor was the same.
Okay.
Just a little bit, it didn't look smooth, and if it's not looking smooth at that level, it's going to look even less smooth at the next level. So, it may be nothing, but watch this space. But Barker's kicking style looked good. From what the little tiny bits I saw,
he's a left footer, isn't he?
No, he's a right footer.
Is he right?
Yeah, okay. I think he's a right footer. Yeah, they're all right footers.
Okay.
The thing you did notice too with Barker and Hunter Holmes, they're quick, they've got speed, and they seemingly like to take the game on, which is great. It's a great trait to have, to be able to do that. And you know, we've got players like Ollie Dempsey, Grind Myers, probably Bailey Smith to a degree, Holmes obviously. Those players that take the game on really can break the game up. So the more players you've got, and I think clearly the Cats identified their leg speed as an issue. Now these kids aren't going to make any difference next year, but they've identified that as a negative and something that needed to be addressed, and they've addressed it with their two first picks. It's interesting they got two sort of wingman type. Now whether they can, I mean, I wonder whether this Barker, given his size, can develop into a midfield.
Yep.
But anyway, it's exciting to get some players with some speed. Let's hope they got some creativity and they can kick a goal.
Holmes goes into the 22.
What?
Holmes got 22. Mitch Duncan's 22.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, number wise.
Yep.
I thought you thinking Holmes in the. I didn't think he was out of the 22
no, no,
yet.
No. Holmes in, Hunter Holmes, number 22. 26 for Barker.
Yep.
Warple took 29. He had the first choice of the numbers that were available. And so he,
Kenny Hinckley gave him the jumper.
Dan Lowther on his way out from losing his job as AFLW coach.
Yeah, oh, God. Ooh. Don't be joking.
You got any inside info there?
Don't mention the war.
Any inside info?
I'll find out at Christmas.
All right,
cool. We'll have a post-Christmas.
We'll have a kit, yeah, let us know. And I think Driscoll, did he get 25?
Five?
Yeah. Which,
well, Jason Snell's going to present it to us.
Jacko.
Yes, Jacko.
Yeah. Jared
and
Rivers.
Matt McCarthy.
Matt McCarthy.
Well, was he 26?
No, he was 26 before Hawk.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
So who got 26 then? Someone took it over for Hawkins.
Yeah, Barker. Yeah, Barker got 26.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know Stephen King's gone to Melbourne, which we already knew.
And Nathan Buckley's in.
Nathan Buckley's in.
Yeah, that's a good get for the Cats.
And Matty Scarlett's doing some stuff at Melbourne.
Yeah, I knew that.
With a little bit of...
I heard that ages ago. Actually, somebody said he was going to be involved there. Yeah, obviously, his friendship with Kingy.
Part-time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, not much change off-field. Now, I've got some questions, Benny.
Have we?
Yeah.
What
off? Off Big Footy.
Oh, yeah. Big Footy.
Will Conway play...
Will he play?
$1 million question.
Well, it's sort of... The irony with that is that they probably need him to step up because you got Reece Stanley as your ruckman. Like, crikey Moses. They just don't really have anything else. I mean, what's the other kids that they've got there? Is it Edwards?
Yeah, Edwards and Mollier.
Yeah, so Conway's got to be more advanced than them.
Well, you'd have to think Edwards has got to get moving because this is year number three for him.
Yeah, even year three for Ruckman. I mean, Conway's the one that should have had, he's had so much time.
Conway should have played 50 games.
Sitting on the sidelines that he should be physically ready to go in terms of size and strength and those sorts of things. I mean, he should be at a level now with that where he's capable of holding his own. Can he get fit? Because they really need him to come on and be that ruck option. Because if you're going in next year and your number one ruck option is Reece Stanley and it is daylight to the rest,
what's Blitzer?
You're in, well, yeah, but even that, he's so versatile. You don't want particularly that, although finals with it. So.
And also, Reece Stanley turned 35 last week.
Yeah, God.
And I think isn't Blitzer...
They left the bloke on the field with a broken arm. That's how bad Reece Stanley was.
And Blitzer turns 35 by round four.
Yeah, that's a concern, Kingy. That's sort of, adult nappy arrangements.
Right. Anyway, Lenny Hoffman, I can't give you an update there. I just haven't watched training.
Just a great name, though, isn't it?
It is. Jake Colajasny had surgery late in the season. I haven't seen him on the track.
Well, it'd be good to get him back. Hopefully, you would have to thought that he'd be right for next year, surely.
Yep.
Surely he's not lingering around till next year. He's another one, Kingy, that throws into the mix. I mean, Jed, what's happened to Jed Buse?
No, he's playing. He's on the list.
He's just on the list.
He's got 100,
again.
You get 150k maybe to play VFL. And I think his cafe is going all right too.
Is it? What's it called?
Betty. Betty's? Betty?
Betty?
Yeah. Betty.
After who?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's on Mirrabool Street.
I used to know a Betty.
Go and get a coffee. Yeah, you're right. Now, Dudas Maximus, what will be Buck's biggest contribution to the team?
Don't know, Kingy, to be honest with you. I think he's got a wealth of knowledge, obviously.
He said last week he'd just sit back and observe.
He's not going to... Well, he's going to observe to a point, but I hope he's not just observing for a whole year. I mean, I could do that. I mean, he's got way too much football knowledge to just be observing. Mm. Look, he's a bit polarising, isn't he? Some people you talk to think, I can't stand Nathan Buckley. I've always sort of quite liked listening to him. I think he makes sense. He says things quite concisely in language that you can understand. He doesn't try and, his points, 9 out of 10 points, you tend to agree with him. That's how I've always viewed it.
Yep.
And then you hear other people say, this and that. I don't know, it's just, it was a bias because he was, a Collingwood player and then a Collingwood coach. But, look, his wealth of knowledge, midfield might really benefit. I mean, obviously, King was in the midfield, so that's where he – just the nuances of playing midfield. I mean, he was a gun.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. He was an absolute gun. Yeah, the nuances of midfield. He seems to be at sort of probably the cutting edge as well. I'm not saying Stephen King wasn't. He clearly was. But so you're getting that slightly different perspective to Stephen King. So I was staggered when they got him, but it's hopefully works out really well because I think he'd be really good. And the other thing too, King, he comes with a bit of clout.
Yeah.
You know, I know that shouldn't mean anything, but it probably does.
Yeah.
You know, young blokes are thinking, that's Nathan Buckley over there.
Yep.
Like, he's an absolute superstar. So, and that's not to say he then just has the ability to spew out whatever. He still has to be making, like, salient points. But I got a funny feeling he will, and people will listen.
The rang up, were you surprised we didn't end up getting either Marshall or Curnow in the trade period? I can't say I'm disappointed we didn't. I think their high salary demands would not have been efficient. Curnow because our existing forward line and Marshall because high ruck salaries don't seem to be a winning structure. Max Gawn is the exception. Curnow, not concerned. Marshall would have been nice.
Marshall would have been fantastic. Yeah. Marshall would have been possibly a difference maker to the midfield. You had Marshall and then you throw in Bruin and Warple.
Yep.
I think that's... would have been absolutely fantastic. So, Stealing is a bad injury, Kingy. Deck Bates, the...
jockey.
Yeah, he the rider of Pride of Jenny.
Yeah.
He broke his pelvis this morning, so...
In track work.
Probably at the trials, I think. So let's hope he is okay, yeah.
That's not good.
No.
It's been a tough little time for the Hoops.
Yeah, it's been
Tommy Preble.
She's a dangerous game.
Yeah. Hence the term safe passage when you talk to a jock before a race.
Yeah.
That's what they're looking for.
That's what the guy went to the had the joke. He said he was trying to find out whether he had one.
Oh, Ben.
Yes. You know it, King. You can laugh now. Off you go.
Daz Broncos, thanks again for a great season. Benny, got to have a little smile with Burrow to Chase actually being a real thing again. Mighty happy with my 10-2 Broncos.
God.
What's the odds of getting Bucks on the Cat Attack podcast before Chris Scott?
A million to one.
Yep.
A million to one.
Another one asking
What about getting Chris Scott on K-Rock?
Yeah. Yep.
What year was it?
No, we had him on in 2022, I think.
Once?
Yep.
Since 2016, I think it was 15. Before that. Yeah. So he's on regularly.
Yep. Yeah, but when you call him a smart ass in the last podcast,
well, you got to I just thought he coached like that.
Yep, that's all right. We can move on.
And do you know what? I've spoken to a few people who actually listened to this, and they weren't, or maybe because I know them, but they weren't. They knew exactly where I was coming from. Yep. Yeah.
Any word on Lenny Hoffman? I'll give you more. Hopefully, next time we do an episode, how's my big boy coming? Big year for the 33 coming up. Yeah, Shannon Neal's going to have another preseason.
Yep. And look, I think he's reached the level where he's not going to come out and kick 65 goals.
Mm.
And it may not be all about goals. It may be just having, he hopefully has learnt from his time on Harris Andrews, Harris Andrews towels up a lot of people, but he unfortunately towed up Shannon Neal. And some of it wasn't his fault. We mentioned it, you know, there's a few times he actually got away from him, but the kicks were just diabolical. But he's got to take another step and become a little bit more of a complete player. Would it be beyond the realms that he could go and be into the ruck? Not as a permanent ruckman, but be... I know it'd be a bit of a funny role to be a forward and then a ruckman, but...
But he has done that. He's gone into the ruck at times and not looked out of place.
Because I think he likes things a bit physical.
Yep.
He's a big boy. He likes to bash and crash a bit. It's an option. And he's got a good leap on him too. So 200 centimetres with a big leap. You'd love that, King, wouldn't you?
And
you got a big leap?
No, I don't. How the hell does Wiltshire keep a list spot and Closey does not? Well, simple as it'll be just their depth. He's a forward and Closey's a midfielder and unfortunately couldn't find another home. Ted Closey, he's going to the Sandful.
Yeah, I thought that was... Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I wonder what the knock on him is. He's tough. Probably not skillful, but he's tough. I thought it was a little bit odd that he got the old Coke and Sars.
And surely we're not just going in with Blitzars as number one ruck in 2026 with Stanley and the forever injured younger crop just backups. Surely we are going in with Blitzars as number one ruck. Well, yes. Right now, I think Mark Blitzars is the number one ruck at the club.
That's
a concern.
That's 100% right, Kingy. And they'll try and filter in Stanley and he'll play a couple of good games, but when you really need him, which we needed him, well, they played him in the grand final and he unfortunately was diabolical. So, anyway. Right. Have you ever been diabolical?
Yeah, always.
Merry Christmas, Skingy. Yeah, what's on for Christmas?
Just around home. What are you doing for Christmas?
Kingy, I'll just be at home, just sort of, you know, trying to do as little as possible. Really?
You back on the golf course yet?
No.
You still got that injury?
I'm having an injection in my shoulder on Wednesday.
Yep.
So hopefully that sorts me out.
Good. I'll see you on the course.
Don't cut that joke out, Kingy, either, because it's an absolute beauty. Just